I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. We're working on the subject of good sense. Everybody ought to have good sense. And when we're asked the question, just who do you think you are? The answer to the question has a lot to do with how you're living your life these days. For your sense of self, as wise persons have told us through the ages, actually determines the kind of person you are or the kind of person you are becoming. The first good sense is the sense of being loved and wanted based on Genesis 1 and 27 and John 15 and 9. The second is the sense of belonging based on John 15 and 15. And today, it is a good sense of value and worth. For a good sense of your value and worth means a whole lot. When you meet someone who doesn't have a good sense of their value and worth, they are often the ones who are trying to prove themselves to themselves and to everyone else how fabulous they are. There's something on the inside of them that makes them feel they got to prove themselves over and over and over again. And sometimes it can go to the extreme. And sometimes when you don't have a good sense of your own value and worth, you find it necessary to show off just to prove to yourself and everybody else. Then there are those who will pull others down just to elevate themselves. Does it sound familiar? Someone who doesn't have a good sense of value of themselves lives in a cocoon of self-importance. They're just wrapped up in themselves. But when you begin to unwrap them, on the inside, you find out that there's a lot of doubt and disdain. Instead of standing up on the inside, they crumble down. The good sense of our value and worth really is looking at ourselves honestly in the sight of Jesus Christ, not in the sight of humankind or friends or parents or your good bosom buddy, your sister girlfriends, but in the sight of Jesus Christ. That's where we begin to see ourselves honestly. Having a good sense of our value and worth means we appreciate our beginnings as well as our potential. It means that we love ourselves. Oh, I'm not saying love yourself in a conceited, puffed up, loving yourself more highly than you ought, thinking of yourselves more highly than you should, but loving ourselves enough to strive to be the person that God wants us to be, uplifting and not putting down. There are people in this world. They live in your neighborhood, live up in your house, you go to work with them, go to school, maybe even you, who spend their whole lives denying every good and perfect gift that comes from God, denying their skills and talent, denying their potentials because of some negative dribble and drab people have been talking about to them, to their face over and over again, or with some situation they allow to embitter them or some sin in their lives. Oh, but God would have us know today. God would have us to know that we are, yes, made in the image of God. Yes, we are wanted and God loves us. And Romans 8 and 16 that says, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if we're God's children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Who are you? Psalm 139 and 13 says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. In the quiet sanctitude of our mother's womb, God began to knit us together. The Lord put in our own particular uniqueness in our creativity, and we can praise God this morning. Yes, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So the next time somebody asks you to tell them, who do you think you are? Tell them Romans 8 and 16, Psalm 139, 13 and 14. We can sing this song all day long. I'm just happy to know that I'm his child. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call.